Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Samach Vav. We will begin Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Vav. I'm going to have 3 lines from the top. We've been discussing the very fundamental machlokes that there was between us and the tzedakim. When is the time to begin the counting of the sfira? The Torah says B'machos Shabbos. We explained that B'machos Shabbos means the day after the first day a Pesach. And as we've been explaining in our Shurim, what that really means is that they began the cutting of the Omer on the night of the second day of Pesach. And then that next day, they brought the Korban Omer the next morning. The Tzedakim, however, explained that the definition of a Machos Shabbos means the day after Shabbos. That means on Sunday. And they always had the sphere begin on a Sunday. And as we've been saying in Ashurim, what that also resulted was because they always began the sphere on a Sunday, the Shavuos, which is 7 weeks later, was also always on a Sunday. Begins our Gemara. And the Gemara has been quoting many different sources how we know that the sphere of how we know that our explanation of the Pasuk is correct. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Mishnah Gemara offers Rabbi Yossi's explanation how we are to explain the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, B'machras HaShabbos. It says, B'machras Yontav, as we say, it means the day after the first day of Pesach. Says Rabbi Yossi, Atoy B'machras Yontav, it means the day after the first day of Pesach. B'machras Shabbos Bereishis. Perhaps it means, as we've been saying, Sunday, Amrit, to which he says, V'chinam in Machos HaShabbos Shabbatoicha Pesach. If, as the Tzedakim explain, it means the Sunday, whatever day is the day after Shabbos during Pesach, it should have said, B'machos HaShabbos Shabbatoicha Pesach. But that's not what the Torah says. V'loy loy nemar, if we look in the Pasuk, all the Pasuk says, Elz B'machos HaShabbos. The Kol HaShana Kula Malay Shabbosos. The entire year has Shabbos through it. So how do we know which Shabbos is being referred? Say B'dekla is a Shabbos. You can't know which, if it's going to mean just a regular Shabbos, we have no way of knowing which Shabbos is meant. And therefore, since the Torah apparently certainly would not have left itself so ambiguous, we have to say that it doesn't mean Machos Shabbos the day after Shabbos, but rather we have to say the definition of a Machos Shabbos is the day after the first day Yontif. V'oid, another raya that Machos Shabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach, as we're learning, it means the second day of Pesach. It says the Manemra Shabbos Lamata, when the Torah speaks about the Shtei Alechem, a subject that we've spoken about quite significantly in Amasechta. And when the Torah speaks about the Shtei Alechem, the Torah says the word Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Ad b'machos HaShabbos HaShviyas, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, V'krafta Mincha Chadosha. As we've been saying and will continue to say, that the Shtei Alechem is brought from new tefuah, it's the first korban milcha that's brought from the chadash. The name is Shabbos lamala, and then when we speak about the omer, the Torah uses similar words. The Torah says, "Besvatim lachem mimachras haShabbos mala halan regel v'tchilas regel." Over there, when we speak about shavuos, we're talking about a yontif, and we're talking about the day, the beginning of the yontif. We bring shavuos, as we have said. It means on the first day of Shavuos is when the Shtei Alechem is brought. Afkan, so too, says Rabbi Yossi, when we speak about the Omer Regal, it's brought on Pesach. It's connected to the Yontif, not connected to the Shabbos. And it's brought Tchilas HaRegel, at the beginning of Yontif, on the second day of the 7 day Yontif of Pesach. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, a different way how we understand that B'machos HaShabbos means the day after the first day Pesach. He says, "Kosav Acher Omer." One pasuk says, "Shesh Yishamim Toichel Matzis." V'ksiv, because of Echraimer, yet there's another pasuk which is contradictory. That other pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Matzos Techelu. How do we reconcile these two psukim? Is the obligation to eat matzah for 6 days? Was the obligation to eat matzah for 7 days? Hoketzad. Matzah Shiat Yochalach Shiva Ben Echadosh. The matzah that comes from the Chodosh could only be cannot be eaten for 7 days. Because as we're learning, the Chodosh only becomes, the Chodosh, the new grain, only becomes mutter on the second day of Pesach. When we have 6 days of Yontav left. When we have 6 days of Yontav left, so we could eat the matzah only from the new grain for a total. We could only eat the matzah from the new grain for a total of 6 days. However, when we have the matzah, if the grain that we're going to use for the matzah is from the yoshon, the matzah that we're going to use is from a ready grain that we've cut, that was permissible before Pesach. Under those circumstances, those matzahs could be eaten for 7 days. But that only will make sense if the Chodosh only becomes mutter on the second day of Yontif. The Pasuk says, regarding the Omer, regarding the counting of the Omer, the Pasuk says, V'sfarat lechem m'machus Shabbos, m'yoyim haviyachem es Omer t'nufo, tisbru chamish m'yoyim v'krafta milche chadosha. Yochel, so says the Gemara, Yochel, we would assume that the Pasuk means to say, yiktzor, cut the Omer v'yovi, and count, and bring the Omer, and maybe we'll say that the Torah is saying we could count, we could begin counting whenever we want. The Torah tells us that we begin counting from when we cut the grain with the sickle. And what the Pasuk is saying is that after the Ktziras HaOmer, that's when we begin counting. Continues the Braisa. That means we have cut the new Omer. We've cut that barley, which we're going to bring the carbon Omer from, but we are not yet brought the carbon Omer. Continues the Braisa. Ima hachal karmish tis tachal lispa yachal yiskar v'yispar. We would think, yes, we first have to cut the new Omer in order to be able to begin counting. However, the Omer says yir tzuyavi, but actually the carbon Omer can be brought whenever we want. Tamil Omer, says the Pasuk, V'sfat l'chem m'machus Shabbos m'yom ha'v'yachem es Omer t'nufa. This Pasuk indicates that the Sfira only begins from the day that we're going to bring the new carbon Omer. And then we start counting, and then we bring the carbon Omer. But what we see from here is that the carbon Omer is brought, the day we begin counting is the day we begin to bring the carbon Omer. Continues the Braisa. We should cut the new grain, the barley, and bring the carbon Omer by day. Tamal Omer, Shevish Abosos Tamimus Tayena. Emma say, At the Mites of Shevish Tamimus Tamimus. When can we have that the days of the Sfira, the weeks of the Sfira, should be a 7 complete weeks. When you begin counting from the evening, so you have complete days, complete weeks. So we think that we should cut the Omer, bring the carbon, and then begin count, and then begin counting the Omer, and all that should be done by Laila. And of course, the question that the Mefarshim asked is, how could the Gemara suggest that that's what's required? Isn't the halacha that we can't bring a karma mincha? We can't do the kmitza by night? We would say, maybe what it means is that under these circumstances, we could bring the karma mincha by night. Because as we're going to learn later in our Masechta Mitzvah Shem, Daf Kuf Amar Aleph, the source that we know that the Karban Mincha cannot be brought at night, because the Torah says, "Hazais ha'Torah la'olah la'mincha, hukshem mincha la'olus." The halacha of the Karban Mincha is connected to the halacha of the Karban Olah, and therefore, even though normally a Korban Mincha is treated like a Korban Oil and it can't be brought at night, here it would be able to be brought at night because of the special requirement of Tamimus. Again, so therefore suggests the Gemara, Yochel Yixer, we would think that we should cut the Omer at night, for Yavi, and then bring the Korban Omer of Yispa Belaila, and then begin counting the Svira. Tamalomer, the Pasuk says, Miyoim Haviyachem, that the Korban Omer is actually brought by day and not by night. How, Ketzad? How do we reconcile all of this? Says the Gemara, Tzira, the cutting, the Svira, and the counting, Adon Belaila, Hava, but the actual bringing of the Korban Omer is brought biyoim. Amar Rava, so what we had in our Gemara is many different sources to teach us this halacha that the Sfira, that the Korban Omer and the Sfira is all done on the second day of Pesach. Unlike what the Tzadikim believed, that it's done in Machos HaShabbos the day after Shabbos. Says the Gemara comment, Amar Rav Kulas Lepircha, all the various explanations that were used to prove it means the second day of Pesach can be refuted. Ba'amitati Tanaibers, right? See, except for what the second last two Tanoim in the first Brisa and the second Brisa said. The last Lepircha, that there is no question. But actually, even though that would seem to be the four explanations that are refutable, it's not really that there are four, because one of those explanations is the same at the end of the first Brisa and the same at the end of the second Brisa. So it's really three explanations that the Gemara is saying are irrefutable. And the Gemara begins to evaluate each one of the Limudim. Either Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, if we follow what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, that the Pasuk says, Tisbruch Chamoshim Yoim, and the other Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosos, Tamimus Tiyenu, which seem to be contradict each other, because one Pasuk says that we have to count days, and it doesn't have to be full weeks, 50 days, and the other Pasuk says, Shabbosos, we have to speak about weeks, which seemingly begin at the beginning of the week. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai explained that what does this pasuk mean to teach us? That sometimes we begin to count at the beginning of the week, and then it'll be if the first day of Pesach falls on Shabbos, then indeed it will be a full week. If it's not a full week, we began counting not on Sunday, then it's not going to be 4 weeks. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily what the Pasuk meant to teach us. Maybe what the Pasuk means to say, Kedabaya, as what Abaya taught us, Abaya, Mitzvah Lemimni Yomim, or Mitzvah Lemimni Shui. When we count the Sfira, we have to count both. We have to count the days, and we also have to count the weeks. And Rabbeinu Yerucham asked the question, if that's the case, why, when we count the Sfira, don't we make two separate brachas? One for the weeks and one for the days. Just like he says that our minig, we discussed this actually in this Masechta, that when it comes to tefillin, we make two separate brachas, one on the Shel Yad and one on the Shel Rosh. So if there's a mitzvah to count days or weeks, we should have to make two separate brachas. So Rabbeinu Yerucham answers, because the Pasuk says that Shivish Shavuos Tispalach Mehachal Chemish, and then another Pasuk says Miyom Havyachem Soimet Nufa. So we see that the counting of the weeks is connecting to the bringing of the Omer. The counting of the days is not connected to the Omer. So Bizman Hazeh, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, that we don't bring the Korban Omer. So the only mitzvah that really is required b'zman hazeh is the counting of the days. The counting of the weeks is only zeich l'migdash, and therefore we only make one bracha on the counting of the days, which is midaraisa, and the not counting the weeks. The Rambam has a different approach, and the Rambam's approach is that the mitzvah of counting the weeks and the days is actually two separate mitzvahs. What is the definition of L'mem Nishvua? The Ran says, they're not like what we do, that we count the weeks every day after the first week is over, but rather what it means is that after the first week, we have to say it's a week. At the day 7, we say it's a week. By day 8, we don't say it's a week. When we get to day 14, we'll say it's 2 weeks. And therefore, according to the Ran, I saw the Sha'as HaTshuvas Nishmas Chaim says, the halach will be that if it wasn't day 7 or day 14, it was one of the other days of the Omer, and the person didn't count the weeks, they only counted the days, that's still fulfilling the requirement of Tamimus. It says the Gemara, for the Eid Rebbe Lezer, if we're going to want to rely on what Rebbe Lezer told us, that the Pasuk says, Shiv Shavuos Tisbalach, that it's dependent on Bezdin, and Shabbos, Machos HaShabbos, Shabbos doesn't depend on Bezdin, or we want to learn from Yeshua, that he learned it from Rosh Chodesh, and just like Rosh Chodesh is dependent on Bezdin, so too Pesach, says the Gemara, fine, it indeed is connected to Yontif, but ask the Gemara, am I the Yontif Rishinkai, what is the proof that we're talking about the day after the first day? Maybe it's talking about after the last day of Pesach. Then we'll be Yontif Achron Koi. The Baal Amar writes that we don't make a Shechiyonu when we begin counting the Sefiras Omer, because he says we don't find that we make a Shechiyonu when only with something that represents enjoyment. The question is, what's the enjoyment in taking the lulav? Taking the lulav is something considered enjoyable. And on the contrary, whereas the Baal Amar says, when we talk about the Sefira actually causes us distress because we remember that we no longer have the carbon. Ask the Mefarshim that Midaraisa, only in the Beis Hamikdash did they take the lulav for 7 days. It's the Kana de Rabbanan Zeichel HaMikdash that we take it for entire days. So why do we make a Shechiyonu? Specifically, if Sukkos, the first day Sukkos falls on Shabbos, well, we don't take the Dalaminim on Shabbos. So the first time we're going to take the Dalaminim is on the second day of Pesach, a second day of Sukkos, which in the Beis Hamikdash if the Beis Hamikdash was standing, we wouldn't be bringing the lulav all together. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answers that once the Shechiyonu was established in a case where the first day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkos is on a not Shabbos, so that remained that whenever we begin taking the lulav, we make a Shechiyonu. The Reb Michal Feinstein Tzatzal, I saw, says that there's a difference between the Sefira, where the mitzvah is the counting of the Sefira, but the Dal Minim, when one sees the Dal Minim, it represents a time of Simcha, and for that you make the Shechiyonu. Another explanation they said is that the entire, as we're learning in our Gemara, the entire Sefiras Omer is so very much linked to the mitzvah of bringing the carbon omer. And therefore, since it's so linked to bringing the carbon omer, we have a problem making the carbon, saying a Shechiyonu, when we remember that we unfortunately don't have a carbon. However, even though, as we're saying, and we're going to learn in our Masechta further, that when one that brings the Dalaminim, there's a very big element of Zeich LaMikdash, but when you do the mitzvah, you don't really feel the same amount of Zeich LaMikdash as you do when you bring, like by the Sefiras Omer. And therefore, it doesn't detract from the Simcha, and therefore you can make a Shechiyonu on the Dalaminim, even though we don't make a Shechiyonu on Sefiras Omer. Rabbi Shmuel learned that we learned Kamen Omer Shtei Lechem, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that says, the Torah says the word Shabbos by Sfira, and at the beginning of the Sfira, at the end of the Sfira, Les Lupircha. That doesn't have refute. Either Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, continues Gemara, if we want to learn from what Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda said, that the Pasuk says, Tisperuchu Meshm Yoim, and it's always going to be 50 days till Shavuos, so we start on the second day of Shavuos. Other times, it'll be different if we start the Omer different later. Says the Havamina, Dilma Chamish Lva Mahanishita. What the Torah says is there's 50 days from when we begin counting, and therefore we always begin counting on the second day of Pesach, and the carbon is brought on a different day. Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, that the pasuk says Shiva Shavuos Tispalach, that Tispalach, it's dependent on Bezdin. Yes, says the Gemara, indeed, it maybe depends on Bezdin, but suggests the Gemara, remind the Yontav Rishon Koy, who says it depends on the first day when Bezdin says, when it's Yontav, then Yontav Achron Koy. And Bezdin determines, through Bezdin's determination, we know when the last day of Yontav is, and that's when we'll count. Says the Gemara, Yossi Nami Chazle Pirchei. Even what Rabbi Yossi said, that he said that Machs Shabbos can't mean, as we said at the beginning of today's shiur, that it means a regular Shabbos. Because it means a regular Shabbos, there are many Shabbosos in the course of the year. So why would we say that it means that the Shabbos by Pesach, given that the Torah didn't specify we're talking about the Shabbos of Pesach, maybe it's one of the other Shabbosos. The kind of the Kama says the Gemara, when Rav Yossi himself said, void. Rav Yossi himself was not said another explanation, because even though Rabbi Yossi said that if it meant a regular Shabbos, the Torah should specify which Shabbos, it's still not enough of a proof that it means the second day of Pesach. That he wasn't able to prove, and indeed suggests the Gemara, that's why Rabbi Yossi himself felt the need to give another explanation how he knows it means the second day of Pesach. Says the Gemara Gufa, Bai just taught us, there's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, the Rabbanan in the yeshiva Rav Ashi did like what Rabbi just taught us, Omana Yomim Mana Shviyim. A Meimer himself, Mana Yomim V'loy Mana Shviyim, counted the days and didn't count the weeks. Omar, because he said that the entire counting of the Sfir B'Zman Hazeh is only Zeich LeMikdash, and since it's only Zeich LeMikdash, it's adequate to count just the days and not the weeks. And as the Karen Oyer explains the Gemara, that the primary mitzvah, even according to a Maimer's understanding, even Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayakayim, the primary mitzvah was counting the days. So Bizman that we had, the Beis HaMikdash, so yes, the halacha tells us, don't only count the days, count the weeks as well. But now that everything we're doing is only Zeich LeMikdash, since everything that we're doing is only Zeich LeMikdash, it's enough just to count the days, which is the primary mitzvah. So Emes is not so happy. He says, yes, everything we do, Bizman is Zeich LeMikdash, but even though it's Zeich LeMikdash, we should do it the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, so the Sfasemis explains that the source for these two distinct obligations of counting the days and counting the weeks, a different psukim. The pasuk says, Shiva Shavuos Tispalach V'sisa Chag HaShavuos. That's the mitzvah of counting the weeks. The mitzvah of counting the days, Ad M'mach Shabbos HaShavuos Tispalach HaMishim Yoyim. In the parsha of counting the week, the Torah doesn't speak about the Oymen Ishtayim Melechem. And because of that, the whole point of counting the weeks is a preparation for Yontav Shavuos. And in fact, that's why Shavuos is counted, called Shavuos, because we're counting the weeks as we approach Shavuos. The Hakrovus Haimer is because that's connected to the Sfiras Hayomim. So explains the Sfas Emes. Where do we say Zeich LeMikdash? We say Zeich LaMikdash to the Kabbalists that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, counting the weeks, which there was never established a Zeich LaMikdash. Another way of understanding this Machlaikas, which is a very popular way of understanding this Machlaikas, it's connected to the question of counting the Chiv, of counting the Sphere of Bezman HaZeh as a Chiv Deraisa or a Chiv Derabbanan. If we say it's a Chiv Deraisa, so we have to count the Sphere as it was counted Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Sherekayim Mitzvah Mimne Yom Mitzvah Mimne Shua. But if it's only a Zeich LaMikdash, since it's Zeich LaMikdash, then the halacha is that it's enough just to count the days. The Shibalei Leket asks an interesting question. He says, we're learning in our Gemara, we have been discussing this, that the Sfiras Omer is Zeich LaMikdash, and the Omer is Zeich LaMikdash. Now we know after we count the Sfira, we say, Yirotzeh Sheyivbana Beis HaMikdash Beher B'Yameinu. So why don't we say, because it's all Zeich LaMikdash. So why don't we say the same after we take the Lulav? But the way we're learning that the whole Omer is connected to the carbon, so it makes sense to say that after we take the Omer, Sheyivbana Beis HaMikdash. However, we're learning, and that's something that we said a few moments ago, that the mitzvah of counting of the lulav is not just Zeich LaMikdash, because the lulav wasn't taken only in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, since the Omer wasn't taken only in the lulav wasn't only taken in the Mikdash, we don't have to say Shibana Beis HaMikdash after we take the Dalamin and Bezman HaZeh. So as we said, many suggest that the Machloikus of Ravashi and a Meimer is that the mitzvah of Sfiris Omer Bezman HaZeh is Midaraisa or Midrabbanan. Tosfos' opinion is that the mitzvah Bezman HaZeh is only Midrabbanan. The Rambam seems to hold that the mitzvah Bezman HaZeh is Midaraisa. What would be a practical ramification? If somebody counted the Omer Bein HaShmoshes between 2 days, according to the Rambam, that is a Chiv Deraisa, since the Halacha is Sofak Deraisa L'Chumram, and we're not sure that the time that you counted is already tomorrow, you would have to count again. However, according to Tosfos, who says that the chiyuv of counting Sfira Bezman HaZeh is only Midrabbanan, since it's only Midrabbanan, we could apply the concept of Sofak Derabbanan Lekula and count even, and if we count it even in this questionable time, it will be considered we were Yoytz the Mitzvah. Rav Chaim Brisker suggests that the machloikus of a Meimer and Abaya is connected to another machloikus that we find often in Shas. And that is, do we say Kedusha Rishon HaKitcha L'Shata, the Kitcha L'Asalavai, the Kedusha of Etz Yisrael remains forever, or Kitcha Rishon Loi Kitcha L'Asalavai, that it doesn't remain forever. And therefore, suggests Rav Chaim Brisker, the Rambam's opinion is, as Kedusha Rishon HaKitcha L'Shata V'Kitcha L'Asalavai. And therefore, theoretically, we stress the word theoretically, one could bring a carbon Bezman HaZeh if the proper conditions were met. Given that one could bring a carbon Bezman HaZeh, so therefore, the Omer Bezman HaZeh is a Deraisa, Sfiras Omer. But if we say Kedusha Rishon HaKitcha L'Shata V'Loi Kitcha L'Asalavai, if that's the case, then bringing the Omer, that we could never bring the carbon Omer today. So therefore, the entire Sphere of Omer is only Zeich LaMikdash. And because it's only Zeich LaMikdash, it has the dinner of the Rabbanim. The question, of course, that comes up is if somebody missed a day of counting the Sphere, what is the halacha? So Taisa says, and that's the halacha brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody forgot to count by night, so then the halacha is, he should count the next day without a bracha. If he forgot to count even the next day, he can't make any more bracha. Because there's a fundamental question. And the fundamental question is every day of the Sfira a separate mitzvah? And therefore, even though I missed one night, I can make it up on the other nights? Or is with one long mitzvah, tamimos, And once I missed a day, I can't count. I missed entirely a day. I can't count. And this question has many ramifications besides for what we just spoke about. And that is, the question is, if somebody becomes bar mitzvah during the Omer, so during the days of Sfiras Omer, what he counted before he was bar mitzvah really is not considered counting. He wasn't a gadol. Can he begin counting in the middle of the days of the Omer? Rachman Otzlan, La'leinu V'la'alechem, somebody becomes an Oinen, during the days of the Sfira. And Oinen can make brachas, and he missed a day because he was an Oinen. Can he continue? There are those, the Shulchan Aruch, as I said, is machmer. There are those, however, that take a more lenient approach, especially I saw in Hasidic communities. It's a difficult thing because you can't go against what it says. We can't disregard what it says in the halacha. There are those that say that you, of course, still hear the bracha from someone else who's still counting the brachas. I saw that the Divrei Yisrael explains the mitzvah l'mimne yoyma or mitzvah l'mimne shvuas, that Bnei Yisrael were told to count the days as they approach shvuas. So when somebody is counting, hoping that something soon is going to count, come, he's expecting, he's anxious for that to come. So a person who already wants something to come, every day seems like forever. On the other hand, somebody who's going away from something is the other way. He says, in the sphere, there's both elements. There's the element that was so excited and looking forward to the Shavuos coming, but it sounds like it's going to take forever. But we're also speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is something that we're so happy to get away from. So since we're so happy to get away from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way we show both elements is by mitzvah l'mimnei yomim, or mitzvah l'mimnei shvui. We count both the days and the weeks to show both of these elements that are involved in the sphere. I saw that the Brisker Rav explains that whenever we have a concept of Zeich LeMikdash, there's two types of Zeich LeMikdash. One is that Chazal wanted us to do B'zman HaZeh, what was done in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And in that case, we're supposed to follow all of the details as they were in place in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. When the second type of takana is a zeich ba'alma, we're not totally copying the way it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a zeicher. So I saw that the Sefer Daf Al Daf quotes Rav Tzvi Reisman. He makes a very interesting point that we know by the Seder, we eat the maror, we eat the matzah and the maror, and then we say zeich l'mikdash kehillel. Now the halacha is, and many people of course are very careful with this, from when they wash their hands until they get to Shulchan Aruch, they don't speak out. So if that's the case, how do we say zeich l'mikdash kehillel before we do kairach? Saying zeich l'mikdash kehillel before we do kairach is a hefsek. The answer is, the reason it's not considered a hefsek, because it's only a zeicher if we're doing it exactly in the way it was done when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, then it wouldn't be considered a zeicher. And therefore, we would not be allowed to speak, even to say the words of Zeich HaMikdash Kehillel. But since this is not the exact way it was done in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the entire eating kairach is only a zeicher. When it's only a zeicher, it doesn't have to have the exact same details that are in place as it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Katrua, they cut the Omer from the Snua Bekupais, and they were put into baskets, and the Vilazara was brought to the Azara. Haimahavim Raisa Ba'or, And while it was still in stalks, they used to singe him with fire. Today, L'chaim Mrs. Kali, the Torah says, regarding the Omer, that should be Kali Be'esh. Diver Remei. V'cham Omerim, B'konim B'kol Sois, Chayftim Esoi. What they used to do is they used to take sticks of soft material, and like that, they wanted to get the seeds out, the grain out, Kadesh Leimach. But we want to be careful to make sure it doesn't get crushed. And then, Nosnu Ba'abov, they put it into a copper pipe, and they would roast them while in the copper pipe, not like Rameyer. Rameyer's opinion was that they put it directly on top of the fire. According to them, it wasn't put on directly on the fire, it was put into the pipe. Babov, this copper pipe, Hoy Menukov, had holes in it. There were holes around the entire circumference of the pipe that the fire should be able to touch every part of the grain. Shetchu bezara, and after they roasted it, they would spread out the oimer and the azara for ruach min hashevespa, and then the wind would blow on it, and by the wind blowing on it, it became dried out. Then the soil chayim shel groisus. Then they would take the oimer and put it into a mill that was normally used for beans. And what that does is it doesn't take off that much. That because the Torah says gerish kamo, and we want that the outside shell should still remain there. Vaitziu mimenu isorin, and then they kept on grinding until they got just an isorin, just a perfect isorin shumanup b'shloisa sunafa that was filtered and sieved 13 times. Vashar, and the rest of the flour that they had left over was nifta, was a redeemed nechel chal adam. It could be eaten by everybody. And since it's considered regular food, the loch is l'chai b'chala. The loch is that normally, as we're going to learn, grain that belongs to kachim, dough that's made from kachim, doesn't require chala removed from it. The regular grain does require chalif to take off from it. Rav Kiva potter and a meiser, but potter for meiser, the Gemara is going to explain the distinction. Rav Kiva's opinion is mechayiv bechala u bemeisers. There's chiv chala and meisers. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabban and the Brisa teaches us, the pasuk says, v'mtakar v'minchas bikurim la'ashem, oviv kolib eish geris karmel takrivas minchas bikurachem. Oviv, says the Gemara, what does the word Aviv mean? Zah Aviv. What the Torah is coming to teach us, it should be the first grain. Kol be'esh, melamed shei Yisrael, mehavim be'esai be'esh. They would roast the oimer over the fire. Kedei l'kaim by Mrs. Kali, in order to fulfill the Mrs. Kali, divra meya. Chamam oimerim, and the Chamam say, and the Gemara stops, and the Gemara says, ein or ela loshen Kali. The word or always refers to fire. Elof davar acher. He says the or doesn't mean kali, it means something else. That means, as we've been learning, their opinion is that it was put in the pipe. Lishna achrina ein loshen kali, ela davar kolol. That it was made out of light copper that had holes in it, and that's how we did the burning. Haketzad, and therefore they explain, there was an oviv shekloyus hayusham. There was a pipe that was used by people that sold roasted food. It had many holes, like a sieve. That the fire should be able to singe everything in it. We're not sure if we roast it when it's still just grain, or we roast it when it's already ground. The Torah says between the words Kali and Geras, the word Eish, Oviv Kali be'esh Geras, Hifsa Ke'inyan, that the Torah is saying that the oven should be kalui. We should roast it before we grind it. Karmel, what is the definition of karmel? Rachumol, that it should still be moist, that it could crumble in your hand. V'keno oimer, it says the Gemara, so the Pasuk says, this Pasuk speaks about a person who came from the city, from the country, that was called Baal Shlishia. And he brought a gift to Elisha, of the first fruit. He brought 20 loaves of bread that was made out of barley. And he also brought, the Pasuk says, Carmel Bitzik Loinoi. And Elisha told his assistant to distribute this food that he received to everybody else. And his assistant asked, how could this small amount of food be adequate for everybody? And Elisha responded, Ki yoichlu v'yosiru shekenu dvar Hashem. They'll have more than enough. They'll even have leftover because that's what Hashem wants. V'kena imrim. So says the Gemara, that's what the Pasuk says that we just described. Ish b'ami b'al shlisha v'yovel ish alakim lechem bikurim v'esim lechem soirim v'karmel b'tzikloinoi v'yoyim etemlam v'yechelu. Says the Gemara, what does tzikloinoi mean? Bar v'yotzik lono v'ochlalnu v'neve haya. He'll come and pour out all this food and we'll be able to enjoy this food. V'oimer, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, V'chon nirve doidim arabayka nis'alsa b'ahavim. What b'ahavim? What is the Pasuk? The Torah over there, the Pasuk over there speaks about an adulterous relationship and how these people who are living this type of a life speak to each other. And they say to each other, nisa v'nita v'nala v'nisrach v'nisqata b'ahavim. They say, let's have this relationship as we do in Aveira. Vaimer, the Pasuk says in Eiv, Knaf Renonim Nalema. The Pasuk over there speaks about the wings of a bird that's called Renonim. And this bird is always happy as it flies. Noisav Oila Veneschata. And people say, let this bird fly and we'll get it. Vaimer, and the Pasuk of Yoima, Malch Hashem Amar Kisas Sainchus Asholosh Regolim Hina Anoch Yitzoyin L'Sotin Kiyar Haderach L'Negdi. This is a pasuk that we know is by Bilam. When Bilam went to curse Klal Yisrael and the Malach was standing in the way of Bilam as he's riding on the donkey, and the pasuk said, and then Bilam gets upset with his donkey and his donkey says to him, Kiyar Haderach L'Negdi. What does Yara Nagi mean? Racer Asa Natsa. I saw the Malach, I got scared of the Malach, and that's why I veered off the road. So all these are psukim indicating that people are doing things because we learn from the word as if it was an abbreviation. The Bay Rav Shana Tana, what does Carmel mean? Carmole. The stalks are full of a lot of seeds because they're perfectly ripe. So we learned in the Mishnah, Shaila, what is the halacha on the rest of the grain? It's certainly redeemed. The question is chayiv and chalav and maestris. And I saw the Sefer Kotcher Migdash David says that we certainly see from here they were magdish than before Miruach. They were magdish the grain before they finished processing it. Because if they finished processing it before they were magdish it, so then the halacha would be that it would be subject already to Trumas and Maestris, and Chala, etc. It must be they were magdish it before the Miruach, and that's why the question of the Mishnah Gemara is most relevant. Amar Afkana, Amar Yehuda, Miruach Hegdish. If the Miruach was done, as we just learned, when it's in the Rishos of Hegdish, and a Piter, it doesn't take away the Chi of Trumas and Maestris. The Chum of the opinion, however, that since at the time of Miruach, when it finished being processing, it was Hegdish, it remains exempt from Chala and Maestris, even though it was ultimately redeemed to be used by regular people. Master of Sheshes asked Rav Sheshes, the Brisa says, Meister Mishloish Sin Halalu. We spoke about the solar sun that were cut to do the mitzvah Omer, and they only need a Nesorin. And the Brisa discusses Mayos about what they do with the leftovers. Nefta, the Nechal Chal Adam, who redeem it, everyone can eat it. The Chai Bechalo Potem and a Meister. Rav Chia, Rekiva Mechai Bechalo Meisters. Amaloi, so the Chacham said to Rekiva, why are you saying it's Chai Bechalo? Hapoid miyad gizver, why don't we bring a ride if somebody redeems tfuah from the Hegdish treasurer, Yechiach, Shechai Bechala, Potem, and a Maestris. Vim Isa, if you, Reb Kiva, correct, the Meruach Hegdish, and a Poiter, that the fact that the Meruach took place when it was under the ownership of Hegdish is irrelevant. My Kamerle, why are they saying this Raya from a Poitem Yad Hegdish? In that case, Rabbi Kiva would agree that it would be Chayiv and Maestros. The fact that they asked this question to Rabbi Kiva is indicative that Rabbi Kiva's opinion actually is that Meruach Hegdish exempts Achayiv Maestros. So that's why they asked, why under normal circumstances do you, Rabbi Kiva, hold that it's Potter and over here you hold it's Chayiv? Void, furthermore, Eser of Kana about the Chalifa L'Rav Kahana, that you're saying that Rabbi Kiva's reasoning is because Meruach Hegdish doesn't exempt. So that's that we learned. Rabbi Kiva Mechai Bechalo B'Meisers L'Fishtoi Nitnamas El Tzorech Lehem. It was only given for the Mincha and was never Chayiv B'Meiser. So we see that the halacha is that Meruach Hegdish doesn't pater. El says the Gemara Alam Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Tam Aruchu B'Fish Rabbi Kivish Le'Nitimars El Tzorek Lehem. The money was only given for the Mincha pot. The rest was never Hegdish. Since it was never Hegdish, there is no din of Meruach Hegdish on that produce, because Meruach Hegdish is only applicable to something that belongs to Hegdish, and therefore it's considered Chulim. And that's why the halacha is that it's chayiv in Maestris, not like we suggested before, the Meruach Hegdish is chayiv. Meruach Hegdish is actually potter. This is not considered a case of Meruach Hegdish.